Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh with Raccoon Valley Radio News, talking with Guthrie Center School Board President Wes Polichki about the ACGC District's search for a new superintendent, including an online community survey taking place from October 24th through November 7th. What took place during Wednesday's joint meeting of the ACGC school boards?
Yeah, so we had a joint session with the ADRKC school board, along with our Guthrie Center school board, and had that session with Gronemeyer Leader Search Firm, the one we selected last month to help us with the superintendent search. And so really what we did was we walked through the superintendent hiring timeline and laid out some of the key dates that we will be looking toward to begin that, go through and make sure that we get to an end point toward the end of January and make a decision on a new superintendent for our school district.
Have the boards come up with a job description? Has that been put out yet?
Yeah, so that was one of the things we finalized last night. So over the last couple of weeks, we've been doing some preliminary reviews of some of the suggested information that our search firm laid out. And last night we walked through a final draft and then added a few bullet points in regard to some of the things that make our two school districts unique outside of just the fact that we're shared. And, you know, listed some of the initiatives that we have, such as the one-to-one laptop initiative through our K-12 programs in both districts. You know, our Washington, D.C. trip for our seniors every year, credentialing conferences, and some of those key things that really make our district unique. Along, you know, one of the other ones that really stood out for us was the fact that we have 25-plus college-level courses that is taught in-house for our high school students within our own building by our ACGC staff. So just making sure we promoted ourselves made ourselves look as attractive as possible.
What experience do you want the potential superintendent and qualities are the school boards looking for a hire?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Experience, I think from our perspective, is we're not necessarily looking for experience, we're looking for a rock star applicant and hire. So there's going to be, you know, I think a flood of applications that are going to have various degrees of experience, from potentially no experience to, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 years. And that's just a guess, but the range is going to be wide. But I think what we're really looking for is someone who's going to be committed to our district, who's going to be committed to the community. And so taking a little bit of a step back there too, we are actually in the process of finalizing a survey that will go out to stakeholders within the school district to really kind of help us set the stage as to, you know, not only what does the board want, but what does the community want? What does our staff want? What does our students want? And so there's going to be about a 5-6 question survey that's going to be released on October 24th through various communication channels within our communities. There's going to be a link. We're going to notify the newspaper. We're going to have it on our social media sites. We'll have it on our district websites. And just going to allow our constituents and everyone take part in that survey to let us know, hey, here's our 5-6 qualities that we really want our superintendent to have when we make this hire.
So the survey is specifically pertaining to the superintendent search?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
So it's going to allow us to see, hey, here's these qualities. Here's, you know, one of the questions is, what are the most important professional skills and qualifications you hope to have in a new superintendent? And there's a list of about 10 to choose from. They're going to be able to select the options that align to what they feel is most important. And so we're going to get those results back. And from there, we're going to be able to help our screening process and our search firm screening process to make sure that the candidates that are brought forward to us are ones that we feel have those values.
And so ACGC residents will be able to fill out this survey online?
Yeah, it'll run through October 24th through November 7th. And so we'll probably put an initial release out there through various channels. A lot of it will be online because it will be an online survey, but we will have an ad in the newspaper just alerting folks that it's out there and to go look at the channels that they're able to use over the internet. But it'll be out there for almost 2 weeks, and we hope that everybody takes it.
And will it be anonymous? Can people submit it anonymously?
Yeah, it's all anonymous, unless for whatever reason someone puts their name in one of the boxes. It's completely anonymous.
And when is the district planning on interviewing applicants for the position?
Yeah, good question. So our process right now is we're hopefully going to open up the application period here within the next 2 weeks, and that'll run through the end of November. And then to really start getting down and interviewing and screening some of the candidates, we'll go into closed session middle of December, and then our finalists will be announced, I would say shortly thereafter, but then we're looking at about the January 23rd time frame to do formal interviews with the finalists. And at that point in time, we'd hope to make an offer around that same time period.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie Center School Board President Wes Palichki about the ACGC District search for a new superintendent, including an online community survey taking place October 24th through November 7th. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.